We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Memanachu Shem Chav Yaakov and Pitchov Shel Yoher and Kalin Perik Yud Tes Mishnah Dalad. We'll understand this Mishnah based on the previous Mishnah we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi regarding the Mizran, the band that went around the frame of the bed to keep it in place. When we're speaking about the extra length of the Mizran that's hanging down that we didn't need, Rabbi Meir says it doesn't matter kol shu, as long as it is the whole thing is mekabel tumah just like the bed, because you may end up using it at some point. Rabbi Yossi says no, ad asara tefachim. So the Mishnah speaks about a zav. You have a zav, and he is being supported by the bed and by the mizran, which means he's, let's say, sitting on a bed, and there's a mizran that's bound around this bed as well, and there's also part of the mizran that's hanging from the bed after the last knot. You didn't need the whole thing, and it's hanging down. This zav is going to be mitame, transmit tumah to shnayim, to two levels. We'll explain what that means. And posel echad, and he will disqualify one level. Posel means that you're at the last level of tumah, where the tumah will not go beyond that level. So let's explain what mitame shnayim posel echad means. So the bed obviously becomes an avat tumah. He's an avat tumah. We know that a zav, when he sits on a bed, that is also the same status as the zav. It's also an avat tumah. The mizran, so that's also an avat tumah. That's part of the bed. That's tumah medrash as well. And we know that an avat tumah could make then Adam v'kelim, people or kelim, or Ochlin u'maskim, food and drink, and make that tummy as a rishon. And that rishon is able to make also food or drink, that Adam or kelim, let's say, into a sheni l'tuma. So that's what it means. That's what the Mishnah means when it says here, Nisa hazav alamita v'alamizran. So those two items are an avatuma, and those now are metame shnayim, which means they can make a rishon, and that rishon makes a sheni, and uposel echad, that sheni now could make truma into a shlishi l'tuma, and that disqualifies it and makes it tame, but it means it's no longer, it can't move to another level. That's what posel means. Divir Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, which is, what it means Rabbi Meir's opinion. So what we're pointing out is that when the whole Mizran, Nisa hazav ala mitav ala mizran, it doesn't matter how long the mizran is. Not just the mizran, the band that's around the bed, but anything that's in excess as well, as long as that length may be, is going to be makabel tumah as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer, as we would expect from the previous Mishnah, Nisa hazav ala mitav ala mizran, if a zav is supported by a bed and a mizran that has a mizran on it, Asara tfachim mitame shnayim apostel achad. Only up until 10 tfachim of that mizran, of that band, of that belt, is going to be mitame 2 and pasul 1, which means we only consider up until 10 tfachim of the mizran to have the status of the bed, where if Zav sat on the mizran or on the bed, so the mizran is going to be mitame 2 levels, right? The mizran becomes an avatama, then it can make an adam v'kelim into a rishon, and the adam v'kelim can make food, ochlenu mashkim, into food and drink, into a sheni, and that can make pasul truma, food of truma, make it into a shli. That's only the bed, of course, and the mizran up until 10 tfachim. But me'asar v'lachutz, but the mizran band belt that extends from 10 tfachim and beyond, mitame achad uposel achad, that can only transmit to one level. And then pasul another level, which means that mizran, it doesn't have that in excess of the part of it that's beyond 10 tfachim. That can't be considered an avatuma when the zav sits on the bed. That will become only a rishon l'tuma. That became tame from the bed, because that's the excess of the mizran that's not necessarily for the bed. Not necessary for the bed. And therefore, since that becomes a rishon, that can only make a sheni, tame echad, and then posel echad, and that sheni can make truma tame. Nisa ala mizran. Rabbi Yossi continues his opinion. Let's say a zav is supported by the mizran, which means that he is sitting on the part of the mizran, that extra part of the mizran, not on the bed. So that loose part of the mizran that's hanging. So this should be obvious to us as well. Me'asara v'lifnim tame. If he's sitting, resting his weight on the mizran, that's from 10 tfachim and lifnim and inward, which means the 10 tfachim, the first 10 tfachim in the mizran, that's close to the bed, then that becomes tame. And since that becomes tame, so of course we assume that the bed becomes tameh as well. But if he's sitting on, resting his weight on the pot of mizrach, that's from 10 tefachim and beyond. So then the first, so then the area, me'asar v'alachutz, tahor. So therefore, if he's sitting on that mizran from 10 tefachim and beyond that, so that's going to be tahor. That part of the mizran is beyond the 10 tefachim. It's not considered part, it's not a mizran that you need, and it's not part of the bed. So if he's sitting on that, so that does not become tahor. But of course, according to Rabbi Meir would say, since the whole Mizran is considered part of the bed, so then if whatever part of the Mizran, even if it's beyond Tent Fachim, that the Zav sitting on, that the Mizran becomes Tameh, and the bed becomes Tameh as well. Now, the Mefarshim point out that this is only true, this Machlok is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, regarding the excess part of the Mizran, that's only when the Mizran is still attached to the bed. Once it's, let's remove from the bed, you unwind it from the bed, it's no longer keeping the frame in place, both would agree that the whole Mizran, even the part that was wound around the bed, the frame before, is considered a kli that had that was in contact with an avatama, which is a bed. So that's a rishon l'tumah, but it's not an avatama anymore because it's been detached from the bed. Perek Yutes Mishnah Hey Mita Shahoisa Tameh Medras V'Karach La Mizran. You have a bed that was already Tameh Medras, a Zav, let's say, sat on it, and a person now wound a Mizran around the bed to keep the frame in place. So Kulu Tameh Medras, the whole bed, including the Mizran, are going to be Tameh Medras. The Mizran is now connected to the bed, becomes part of the bed, and they're not talking about the excess part of the Mizran. That's what the previous Mishnah. This is just the Mizran itself. Keeps the frame in place, nothing's hanging loose, let's say, the Mizran becomes Tameh Medras like the bed. Perishah, if I now remove the Mizran from the bed, he Tameh Medras, the bed is still Tameh Medras, like it was before Vaha Mizran, which is detached, Maga Medras. That, we mentioned that at previous, the end of the previous Mishnah, that becomes Tameh like a Kli that came in contact with Medras. So it's the bed is an Avatumah. So this is going to, but the Mizran, now that it's detached from the bed, so it's only Tameh as a Rishon. Ha'isa Tameh Tumah Shiva, the Karach Mizran. Let's say the bed was Tameh with 7 days of Tumah, which is his Tameh Mace. Let's say the bed came in contact with the person who was Tameh Mace. So now you wrapped around the Mizran, this band, this belt, keep the frame in place. So Kula Tameh Tumah Shiva. So not only does the bed have this Tumah Shiva and needs to be sprinkled with the ashes of Paradum and come to Tahora, the Mizran as well. Berisha, if I remove the Mizran, he Tameh Tumah Shiva, my Mizran Tameh Tumah Seref. So then the bed is retains its status of Tumah Shiva, of Tumah Mace, but the Mizran is now not attached to the bed anymore. So it doesn't have the same status of the bed, but it did touch the bed. So it's not an Avatumah, it's going to be a Rishon. Hoysa Tameh Tumah Seref, the Karachla Mizran. Let's say the bed was Tameh with only Tumah Seref, only Tumah that's going to remain to the evening, where you normally have to. Person or the kli goes into the mikvah and you wait till Harav Shemesh and it becomes tahor. So let's say you touched a dead sheretz. So the Karach La Mizran and this Tameh Tumas Erev bed now has a Mizran attached. So Kula Tameh Tumas Erev, not only the bed, but the Mizran. Perishah, if you remove the Mizran, so he Tameh Tumas Erev, the bed is Tameh Tumas Erev still, but HaMizran Tahor, the Mizran is Tahor. Because what did it do? It touched a Rishon Litumah. The bed is a Rishon Litumah. Touching the bed would make something a Shein Litumah, but only food and drink can become a Shein Litumah. A Kli cannot become a Shein Litumah, therefore the Mizran is completely Tahor.